In Haiti, the UN is withdrawing non-essential staff over concerns of kidnappings and attacks. Protests against the government and rising food and fuel prices continue to spread in the country, along with gang violence.
President Biden mentioned the crisis in Haiti last week in his speech to the UN General Assembly. Other world leaders were largely quiet on the issue, but here is what Haiti's foreign minister, Jean-Victor Geniaud, said to a translator.
My country is experiencing a multidimensional crisis whose consequences are threatening democracy and the very foundations of the rule of law.
Let's talk now to Widlor Marincourt in Port-au-Prince. He is editor-in-chief of Ayiba Post, a Haitian news service, and he's been covering Haiti for the Washington Post, our editorial partners. Widlor, welcome back.
Thank you.
These are some of the largest protests in years in Haiti. What do the streets look like now?
Well, today the streets are a little bit hectic. I've been, you know, driving around Port-au-Prince and I've seen some blockades in different areas. But I'm seeing also a large mobilization of police officers in the streets because they plan to, you know, thumb down any, demonstration. That would come to disturb, you know. But at the same time, institutions are closed, businesses. Some businesses are open, but most of them are, you know, cautious in this situation.
And these protests began soon after the government raised fuel prices. What else are the protesters angry about?
Well, from the government perspective, this increase in terms of the fuel is caused by a lack of resources for the government because they want to invest in social programs, etc. And also they are trying to start the election process that is supposed to come with some cost. But the main problem, I think, is the insecurity, the alimentary or the food insecurity that we have in Haiti. According to the UN, 5.6 million Haitians right now are in urgent need of, you know, assistance. That's a lot of people in the capital, but also mainly in the countryside, that is actually closed from the rest of the country because of gang violence. And the prime minister promised to tamp down the gang violence, but nothing in terms, no concrete actions actually were taken since he came to power last year to, you know, to tamp down the gangs that are disturbing all areas of life here in Haiti.
And you mentioned Ariel Henry, the president incumbent, who took power after the previous president was assassinated. What is the role of gangs in this and those who appear to be supporting these gangs?
I mean, the last round of protests that we're observing right now is due actually to the unavailability of gas in the gas stations right here in Haiti. There is a gang leader. His name is Jimmy Cherizier, one of the most important gang leaders we have right now in the country. He's blocking effectively the central where the trucks would go and take the gas and distribute it all over the country. And he's allegedly trying to sort of have some money from the government. And there is some negotiations allegedly ongoing, but we don't know what will come out from these negotiations. And this is this gang leader and his allies blocked this area, and there is no fuel. And because there is no fuel, the inflation, which was already concerning, continued to rise. Most people, you know, more than 70% of what we consume in Haiti comes from abroad. And these things need to be distributed all over the country. And everything is disturbed by the gangs. And they continue to, ransack some businesses, attacks people, conduct kidnappings of poor and rich people without any consideration whatsoever. So this is a very concerning situation
And just 20 seconds, Widlor, what tools does the government have to try to control this?
Well, the prime minister promised a lot of things when the president was killed last year. But since he's been in power for more than a year, and we are not seeing any negotiation with the opposition. We are not seeing 10 seconds. Anything in the economy front, nothing.
Yeah. Woodlore Marincor is with Aiba Post, and he's a contributor to The Washington Post. Woodlore, thank you again.
Thank you.